I just want to, first of all, take the opportunity to thank Gary for providing the venue here. It's a wonderful venue, great rating series. Also want to join Mira in saying that little remembrance for Gene today. It's been about a year since he passed away, and I knew him very well, and I do miss him. Okay. I promise I won't throw any fingers into the audience today. The poem is a bullet in a black revolver waiting for a blood game of Russian roulette. If I have to have an aesthetic, I guess that's it. I also want to just take a second here to say I love what Jeffrey Lee has been able to do with these books. Just a great image on this book. I love it. I'm the kind of guy who grew up with Xerox. You know, sneak into the Xerox store and do 100 copies of a fold-up checkbook. This is from Tell the Corpse a Story. Dillinger stuck his trigger finger through the bullet hole in the Ford's front door and said, "Another inch or so and I'd be pissing through my guts." "Yeah," Mackley said, laughing. "That is, if you had any guts left." Dillinger dreamt about how the first slug would hit him. The back of the head. Spray going into a fat woman's face. The lead writing brain matter out in the hair. "I saw a guy get it with a machine gun once," Babyface said. "It was raining so hard the streets got black. And the guy in the chopper was yelling, and his words turned to water. What happened to the guy?" "Getting killed," Dillinger said. Babyface flicked his cigarette toward the First National Bank. Said he was lit up with blood.